Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know, I had to fly around back to New York City on a red eye. I left beautiful, sunshiny weather in Los Angeles, California, where my man Shay Shay and Big Burke are still chilling. And I thought that there was a reason I would be depressed. But then I remember something. The Knicks are playing tonight, baby. The Knicks are playing tonight. You understand what I'm saying? You see the flashlights up in here. You see orange and blue. You see me rocking in Big Perk. You see me Shay Shay. I told y'all the New York Knicks are going to the conference finals. The New York Knicks are going to the conference finals. I'm going to be at courtside tonight. So y'all might have your weather, but I got the Knicks, baby. I got the Knicks. You got something to say about that, Big Perk?
Nah,
what about you, Shay Shay? You got something to say about it, huh?
Conference finals. This man's excited about the conference finals.
There
not
we go.
NBA finals.
I ain't gonna mess with Molly right now. Just Shay. You damn right. Don't steal my joy, Shay Shay. Don't steal my joy.
That's
all right.
Exactly what
Stephen
I'm doing.
Stephen A and the crew in the house. Holla at your boys. Go New York. Go New York. Go.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. Your boy's back into SA.
What's up?
Good to have you in NYC.
What's up? I'm here for the right reasons.
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
We got Kendrick Perkins. Big show. And I just got to say this, fellas. I got to give it up to Shannon Sharp. Stephen A., here's the deal.
What's up?
So Shannon lost the bet. He tried to play me, UConn or the field. He knew I was a woman of pride and I was going to take UConn, even though that's a dangerous bet. I obviously won. I sent him the link to the purse, right?
Yeah.
In 2 days, overnighted right to my place. What? I mean, I'm really impressed with the accountability, your follow through. I just learned a lot about you through this process, so I just want to say thank you.
I
lost the bet. I know somebody ain't paid up their bet. Talking about me, hey, big boy, let's go do lunch at 12. Nah, they don't have that steak on the menu at 12. They only have it at night.
Excuse me. I sat up there and I told Shannon, look, this night we can go do this. He said he was going to be there, and then he stood me up. That's number one.
Are you
and number
serious?
Two. And number two, before you sit up there and give him credit for sending you, what was it? Let me be very clear. Do you know his team? Shannon has a very thorough team.
Yeah,
I assure you, they were on top of it. That brother too busy to do that
himself. Yeah, but he.
I did it myself. I went shopping myself.
Hey. I'm sure he forwarded on. He did what he said. And Shannon, could you just tell America I didn't milk it? I went a small bag. I didn't go crazy, right?
Yeah, I didn't go nuts. What you mean they go crazy? It still cost me like $3,000. Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, but it wasn't.
Molly, you better than me. I'd have got some of that club Shake Shake. I would have went deep into
right?
that thing.
Shake Shake.
If we want to go double or nothing, you know, NBA playoffs, I'm here for it. You just let me know,
Shannon. Come on, what is it again? Shake Shake.
Yeah. What Molly got?
No,
I'm asking you. I'm talking about the cognac. Tell us.
Oh, yeah. Shea by LaPortier.
All right. Shea by
you know what?
I mean, but you got a whole case, Stephen. You straight.
The rest of America,
we tried to get some. I did,
and I'm going to drink some tonight. I ain't going to lie.
Let's go. Straight off a red eye. And I owe Dan Orlovsky a bottle of that now that you remind me. All right, let's get into it. So up to speed on where things stand in the Eastern Conference playoffs. So no Giannis, no problem for Milwaukee as Damian Lillard's 35-point first half lifted the Bucks past the Pacers. The Bucks D held Indiana to its fewest points and worst shooting performance all season. Ouch. Speaking of defense, the C's, led by as many as 34, never trailed against the Heat in Game 1. Boston tied its playoff record with 22 made threes. Jason Tatum became just the second Celtics player ever with a triple-double in a postseason opener, joining Larry Bird. Tonight, the Cavs look to take a 2-0 lead in their series against the Magic. Donovan Mitchell scored 30 for Cleveland in Game 1, while the Magic shot just 32% from the field. Meanwhile, Stephen A's Knicks, he's going to be in the building, defeated the Sixers. But the main story coming out of that game is the health status of Joel Embiid, who landed awkwardly on his left leg following a second quarter dunk. Embiid missed 2 months with a torn meniscus in his left knee late in the season. He's currently listed as questionable for tonight's game two. Oh, unfortunate. All right, Shay, you're up first. Who are you taking tonight to win game two, 76ers or Knicks?
Man, poor Joel Embiid and Sixers just can't catch a break. I mean, because everything goes right, and then he bangs that knee up again. And I don't believe Jalen Brunson is going to struggle shooting the ball like he did on Saturday. He was 8 of 26, 22 points. The other guys, McBride, Bogey stepped in. Obviously, Josh Hart, that Swiss Army knife. The Swiss Army knife did an unbelievable job. But you know what? I'm going to throw caution to the wind. I'm going to say they steal one. They have to steal this ball game and win in order to have a chance in this series. Because I don't believe they can go down 0-2 and win four of the next five games against the Knicks, because the Knicks are too good. They've got to do a better job of keeping the Knicks off the glass. I was shocked. 23 offensive rebounds, Park.
That's what they do.
Minus 22. I understand Joel Embiid being Nick. Guys got Kelly Oubre Jr., Tobias Harris, other guys are going to have to get on the glass, because you can't be reliant on Joel Embiid because he's not 100%. So you're going to have to neutralize some of that offensive rebounding that the Knicks give. But McBride coming off the bench was a huge addition. I'm going to say this is the game that the Knicks steal. I'm going to take them in a very close ball game to be upset the Knicks tonight.
Go ahead, Big Perk.
Oh, you waiting on me? Hey, Molly, first of all, look, we got to stop with all this. It's Stephen A. Knicks and all this. No, actually, it's Perk Knicks, okay?
Oh, Tracy Morgan. Wait.
Tracy, hold on, time out.
We ain't trying to hear that.
Hold on, time out. You are not trying to hear. Tracy Morgan said that I was the governor, okay? We go start there. Second of all, let's dive into the Knicks. You know, they left out of their game not feeling good.
No,
they didn't feel good, which is a dangerous thing for the 76ers. And if you're a player, a former player, current player, and you've been in the locker room with Tom Thibodeau, he's going to address those issues.
Right.
And the great thing about Tom Thibodeau is, you know, I'm following Nightcap. I'm seeing on Club Shay Shay. Damn it, you looking for love.
Yeah.
You out there looking for love, ain't you? You looking for love. And what's the best thing about looking for love? You got options. You got options.
Yeah.
Tom Thibodeau got options. We watch Isaiah Hartenstein. He was getting cooked by Joel Embiid. Mitchell Robinson came in off the bench and saved the day.
He did.
You look at, you know, Dante. He was struggling from the field. All of a sudden, you see McBride come in off the bench, and he get hot, 21 points. The great thing about the NBA and sports is when you're able to have the locker room and guys are able to hold themselves accountable with their play. I tell people this all the time. It's okay to have competition within the locker room, because like the old people used to say, iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. So when I think about the Knicks and I think about Jalen Brunson struggling, he's not going to struggle like that anymore. And now, if you're the Philadelphia 76ers, you actually got to respect the others.
Right.
Now you can't just trap Jalen Brunson. So now he's going to be able to go out there and be the best version of himself. And Joel Embiid is not healthy.
No,
right?
He doesn't
have lift. That was the first dunk that he had since returning from injury, and we saw what happened. He's going to favor it. It's going to be a mental thing. I see the Knicks coming out and doing what they're supposed to do, led by Big Body Brunson, and winning this game tonight in great fashion.
Well, I definitely appreciate the eloquence and the brilliance of those words right there, Big Perk, because the fact of the matter is you're absolutely right. The New York Knicks will win tonight. They will go up 2-0. And Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo won't combine to shoot. What the hell was it? 11 for 36? That ain't going to happen in back-to-back games. You can scratch that dream. You heard about that kid, Deuce McBride? I don't know if you heard about him. Did you hear about him? I heard about him. Let me test that right now. 21 points, 57%, 58% shooting, 5 or 7 from three-point range. Started the season as a third stringer. But look at what the brother is doing now. The big boy, Mitchell Robinson, comes in. Forget the 8 points. How about the 12 rebounds and the four blocks? We're going to pay attention to that right now, because that kind of stuff matters. And I'm looking at it, and just like you said, the New York Knicks didn't depart from that game happy. That's bad news for the Philadelphia 76ers, because even though they won the game, they don't necessarily feel like they won the game, because they were disgusted with how they played, because they know they could play better. On top of that, Joel Embiid gets hurt.
And I'm telling you right now, this kid Maxey is something special. He going to have to come save the day. Maybe Tobias Harris or somebody else or Kelly Oubre and somebody going to have to step up. But maybe they'll save that for Philly at the Garden tonight. Game two. Shay Shay, Big Perk, with your boy sitting courtside. I mean, what? The New York Knicks are going to go up 2-0. 2-0. It goes up 2-0, and then the Sixers will have the daunting task of having to win four of the next five in order to win this series, which ain't going to happen. This is where
you know,
we are.
The reason why I think I'm taking the Sixers is that you guys are right. Joel Embiid is not healthy, but he's not going to get healthy as the series progresses. So I'm taking this as his best chance. This might be the best he's going to feel outside of game one, in which they had an opportunity late in the ball game to steal the game, but Josh Hart made big three after big three, and so did OG Anunoby. So this is why I'm taking the Sixers, because I believe this is the healthiest, and he's not healthy by any stretch, but I do believe this is the healthiest he's going to be, because that knee is not going to get healthier. He's not going to be able to condition anymore, so basically he's just playing the game. And so how much can he play? And the throw those, because the thing that they have, the Knicks, they got two big bodies. They got Hartenstein and they got Mitchell Robinson. And Mitchell Robinson's not going to give you a whole lot of points, but it was his presence, his length that challenged Joel Embiid. It was his offensive rebounding that kept giving the Knicks second chance opportunity to put points on the board. So I'm counting on Oubre Jr. and Tobias Harris. Tyrese Maxey is going to be Tyrese Maxey.
Yes.
But those two guys, it's Tobias Harris. He's going to have to give us even a little more than what he gave us on Saturday.
In all seriousness, listen, man, none of us wish injury on anybody, man.
No.
I mean, I'm not happy about that at all. Joel Embiid is such a superstar. He's phenomenal, no doubt about it. And still, what did he give you for this game? 29 and 12, despite his injury. But you also have to be smarter. Like you said, Big Perk, that was the first time he had dunked since he had returned. Why even try when you know how shaky
your
knees are?
Don't dunk no more,
are.
Nothing but donuts.
You got the pure jump shot, the mid-range. You can hit the three. You can play with your back to the basket and still lay it in over everybody. You're 7'1". The only real deterrent was Mitchell Robinson, and he can't mess with you. Why even put yourself in a position where you do that to yourself? You got to be smart enough to know to avoid that, and that's what Joel Embiid did not do.
But he was feeling good.
Adrenaline.
He was feeling good. Emotions. He was cooking in the first half. He like, hold on. This is the best I done felt.
Right.
The only thing I would think about, okay, it's obvious, right, that the Philadelphia 76ers, they're not going to sit Joel Embiid out. Okay, no. I get that. I'm past that stage. Now, I would think if I'm the Philadelphia 76ers, sit them out tonight. Okay. Let the chips fall where they may. And then you go back to Philly with him with a couple more days of rest, and now you're at the crib, and now you just have to do your job of winning two at home. I would really consider that, because like Nick Nurse was saying, you know, basically he's getting, you know, reevaluated on the clock,
right?
And it's hard to really get treatment on the road when you're not at home, huh?
I would tell you, Shannon, I would tell Joel Embiid needs a call from Lamar Odom. 2010, they going up against Big Perk and the Celtics. And Lamar Odom is like, we going back to the crib. We going back to the crib. That's all he kept saying, right? And sure enough, they went back to the crib and they ultimately were able to close out the deal because obviously y'all want 100% healthy. Joel Embiid, that's a very good point Big Perk makes. You going back to the crib, you understand, after tonight's game.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, you should wait and sit out this game. Because you ain't going to win.
That's what you hoping. You know what, Perk? You make a valid point. You know, he like to put the finger up. Perk, you make a valid point there. You know, Joel Embiid, you should know. He's not sitting out.
He might sit out, Shannon. He might. I mean, it's just a suggestion. It's just a suggestion. Just a friendly suggestion.
All right. You guys want to keep rolling against some of the other action?
Yes.
All right, so James Harden scored 28 points in his playoff debut for the Clippers as L.A. defeated the Mavericks 109-97 Sunday. The Clippers were without Kawhi Leonard, who hasn't played since March 31st because of inflammation in his surgically repaired right knee. Doncic led the Mavs 33 points, 13 rebounds, while Kyrie had 31 points, 7 rebounds. All right, S.A., I'm going to come to you first on this. Were you more encouraged by the Clippers or discouraged by the Mavs after game one?
I was very encouraged, first of all, because Big Perk and myself did something that Shea Shea has struggled to do this year, what? And that is show up at the Crypto.com
Man,
arena.
Stop it.
The brother been busy. So, you know, he ain't been at Crypto that much this year. He damn sure ain't going for the Clipper games. I get all of that. I understand it. But had you been there yesterday with me and Big Perk, Shay, I got to tell you something. I got to be impressed with the Clippers and what we saw. You don't have Kawhi Leonard. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving are coming into the arena. You know how they've been flowing and how Dallas has been flowing. And what happens? James Harden is doing his thing. 28 points, 8 assists, 6 of 11 from three-point range. He played a great game yesterday. And Russell Westbrook off the bench. It was just 13 points on 5 of 8 shooting. But this brother was an energizer bunny that really, really sparked the Clippers and pushed them to another level before they got out to a damn near 30-point lead and ultimately ended up winning this game. Kyrie Irving came on strong in the third quarter. Obviously, it was a bit too little too late. But I look at the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard services, all right, with Paul George, relatively pedestrian performance, 22 points, 8 of 20 shooting. He could do better. He knows that. Still in all, you won, and you won in relative lopsided fashion. I got to give credit where credit is due to the Los Angeles Clippers, who reminded us of what they're capable of in this conference, the kind of things that they can do, their ability to compete. Yeah, when they bring their game, they could go up against anybody. And they showed us that yesterday. I got to give credit where credit is due.
That one, see, you don't need James Harden. That was the beard. See, with the beard, with Kawhi being out, you have a chance. If James Harden show up, you got no chance. But look at what Ty Lue did yesterday. They started out going inside the Zubats. They say, Daniel Gafford, you ain't got enough bricks in your back pocket to deal with big Zubs. And so now they start inside out. The beard gets it cooking. You're right. Paul George struggled. He kind of got it going late. But here's the thing. We're going to concede. Ty Lue is going to concede somewhere between 55 and 70 points to Kyrie and Luka. Mm-hmm. The other guys, y'all not going to get anything. They've got to help. You look at what Tim Hardaway Jr., you look at what Gafford did, you look at all of a sudden Maxi Kleber don't even know what a basket looks like. He couldn't throw it in the ocean sitting in the middle of the ocean. Your other guys, because Kyrie and Luka's not going to be the most efficient getting his numbers. Kyrie was sensational in the third quarter. But do we actually believe that the Mavs are going to score 8 points in a quarter again? I don't. Luka had it going early. Kyrie kind of stood back, let Luka do his thing. Luka didn't score any points in the second quarter. I believe they come back. And they're probably going to have another 65, 70-point outing. But if the others, the auxiliary pieces, don't do anything, they're not going to beat the Clippers, because that's what the Mavs need. They need the auxiliary pieces. And, again, I told you that defense. You told me they're going to be okay.
Let me say this.
Okay.
When it comes down to looking at the playoffs, the start of the playoffs, every home team won.
Yes.
And what I'm watching is, in this series, is that I'm looking at the Clippers, and I'm like, role players are going to play better at home.
Okay.
You mentioned Big Zubac. Damn it, he turned into Shaq.
Correct.
Last night.
He did.
I mean, 20 and 10, floaters in the lane, taking advantages of mismatches, you know, finishing in the paint off the pick and roll. And when I think about the Clippers and I think about Ty Lue said this right after their regular season game. A reporter asked him, he said, when are you going to start preparing for Dallas? He said, I've been preparing for him.
Right.
You know, we're talking about arguably the best coach in basketball who turned water into wine. I still have the Mavs winning this series in 6, especially if Kawhi is not going to come back, because the one thing I won't dismiss is that we didn't see James Harden have spectacular game ones. Mm-hmm. But as the series keep going, Rises, and the deeper you go, we can't find them. We can't find him. Now, to Stephen A. real quick. Let me tell you about him. Molly, let me tell you about Stephen A.
Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Big Perk. Big Perk, man. We go walk over to the Crypto.com arena. We go check out the game, you know. Now, it take a lot out of me to walk over there. That's my workout. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We walking. I'm just saying, we walking up the stairs. You know, it was hot outside. Over. It was hot outside. So we get there, right, Molly?
It's
Stephen A., myself.
Okay.
Big Juvie, our brother, and Terrell. So we get there, And we're getting through the tunnel. And, you know, he turns to me and say, oh, I got courtside seats with one of my friends over here. So, but we're going to leave at the 6-minute mark. He goes and goes sit courtside.
Leave you?
Leave me sit standing in the tunnel.
What?
Yeah, leave me standing in the tunnel. Leave me standing in the tunnel.
You don't walk all the way across.
We walk together. We walked together.
And I knew something.
I knew something was up because he shot something out there. See, you got to watch him. He slicker than a can of oil. You got to watch him. He said right before we left,
slippery.
He said, oh, I don't need security. I got two bodyguards. And I took it as a joke, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was dead serious.
Yeah.
Well, you something else. You are something else.
Wow, you just used Perk like that?
I didn't know, you just used Perk and security side by side? So messed up. I got a text. A friend of mine said they had an extra seat courtside. Could you come sit down for a few minutes? So I went over. That's all.
Stephen A., you got to be better than that. Let me talk to you right now. Let's have a real conversation.
I got to say one thing.
No. You got to pre-frame that.
Right.
You got to pre-frame it ahead of time. You say to Perk, I'm going over Clippers. I got courtside seats. Do you want to go over?
I got the text message.
You don't at the end be like,
Once again, you talking without knowing the facts. I got the text while we were on our way walking over there.
Mm.
Suspect.
You understand?
Oh, you got.
Now you know what?
You got it after the game started. Please get out.
All right,
of here.
Molly. The game started.
Molly, let me tell you how your boy would have done it.
Yeah,
now, unfortunately, I'm coming with a couple of friends of mine, and so I'm not going to be able to sit in that chair. That's what I would have done. That's just me. Yeah. That's just me. Because the way I look at it, if we come together, we stay together.
Exactly.
That's just me. I'm just saying that
Shannon story, he's sticking to it. I don't believe him.
All right. You know what?
I don't believe Shannon for one.
Slippery
Steve.
You're
absolutely right.
Slippery
I'm
Steve,
sitting down.
I was real excited to see you. You're back in New York. It was good to have you. You know I'm happier. And then this mess. I'm sorry, Perk. But, you know, it is what it is.
I love
Perk.
Him,
At
though.
Least you learned. Yeah. All right, guys.
None but love for you, brother.
Oh, my goodness. And I got to say real quick, I still don't understand what happened to this lunch with you and Shannon. You didn't show up?
He didn't.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Oh, lots going on here in NYC. Time for a quick take. The Thunder escaped with a game one win over the Pelicans 94-92. CJ McCollum missed a potential game winning three at the buzzer. SA, you still confident the Thunder will win the series?
Yes, I am. I truly am. I just think that they're the better team. I think they got a bunch of young thoroughbreds. Obviously, they're young. This is the first experience for a lot of them. But the man, my MVP, SGA, still dropped 28-6. So I'm looking at him. I'm looking at Jalen Williams. I'm looking at Chet Holmgren. The brothers can play. And I got to give credit where credit is due. Pelicans made it interesting. But who ended up victorious? The Thunder. And they will in this series as well.
Heck of a game. All right, we'll keep it rolling here. Nikola Jokic's 32 points and 12 rebounds powered the Nuggets to a game one win over the Lakers, which is now their ninth straight win over LA. LeBron James finished with 27 points. Anthony Davis had 32. Here's the King on his mindset after that loss.
I don't ever get into a here we go again mindset. You know, it's one game. They protected their home court. We have another opportunity on Monday to come back and be better. We know how challenging it's going to be. We know how difficult this opponent is and how great they are. So that's all a part of the game. Start doubting. I don't get into the doubt mindset. That's not me. I'm the wrong guy to ask.
All right, Shannon. I like the purple, by the way. I need you to be objective here, okay? Mm-hmm. Is the series over if the Lakers don't win game two?
No. The series might not be over, but it still was going to be a daunting task for them to beat the Nuggets four times in seven games. But I do not believe the series is over because I believe the Lakers can come home. But the key is going to be D'Lo because the Lakers need to make it a 3-on-3 because if Jokic and Murray cancel out AD and LeBron, now can Austin Reeves, D'Lo, and Rui, can they beat Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and KCP? And Saturday night, that didn't happen. D'Lo was 6 of 20 from the floor. He struggled shooting the three. And he had some great looks, shots that Stephen A. he have not routinely knocked down in the second half of the season. He missed. I don't believe he missed those shots tonight. I believe if he gets those same looks that he got on Saturday, I believe he knocks those looks down. LeBron needs to do a better job of taking care of the basketball. They had 12 turnovers. LeBron had 7 of them. And the difference between the Nuggets, if you go back and you watch this game, the difference between the Nuggets and the Lakers, when the Lakers went on their run and they had an opportunity to extend a 12-point lead to maybe 18 or 20, they started turning the ball over. And what could have been an 18 or 20-point lead that was 12, all of a sudden is down to 5 or 6 because of the turnovers, and it allowed the Nuggets to get back in the ball game. Now, when the Nuggets went on their run, they go down 1 to up 14 in the blink of an eye because everything is – they don't turn the ball over. Jokic is going to be Jokic. Murray starts to getting it going. KCP starts the third quarter off extremely hot, and that's the difference in the ball game. You cannot turn the ball over against this team because they're going to make you execute in the clutch because they're a very good clutch team because of that guy right there. He had 4 dunks. 4 dunks in a game. Yo, he rarely dunks. He don't want to dunk, Stephen A. That's how great he was feeling. Give Anthony Davis credit. We can't blame Anthony Davis, Stephen A. He gave you 32-15 with 4 blocks and 5 assists. LeBron had it going in the first half, not so much in the second half, but the problem that I had with LeBron was the turnovers. But those other three, D'Lo, Austin Reeves, and Rui, you've got to beat Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and KCP. If you guys do that, you have an excellent chance of winning this ball game. But if they don't win this game tonight, the series isn't over because they get to come home on Thursday.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is. It's
no,
over.
It ain't.
It's over. They lose tonight.
So they're going to get swept. They're going to get swept.
No. They lose tonight. There's no way in hell they're winning 4 out of 5. It's not going to happen. It's a foregone conclusion. Most of us may have picked Denver, but the series is a series. It ain't no series no more if they go down 0-2. They go down 0-2. It's a foregone conclusion that this series will likely end in 5, okay? That's really the reality of the situation. And let me bring up D. Russell. Let me bring up D. Russell. And let me give him a round of applause, Shannon, a round of applause. Because you pointed out how he was missing all of these jump shots, 1 of 9 from 3-point range. Do you know that he finished with 13 points? Do you know that last year in the Western Conference Finals against these same Denver Nuggets, he averaged 6?
Yeah.
He did score more than 10 points in any game in the series. He averaged 6 points on 32% shooting, 13% from 3-point range. This brother was so awful in the Western Conference Finals last year, he's lucky he was wearing a Lakers uniform. That's how bad he was. And so he talked about how the negativity ultimately propels him and elevates his level of play and turns him into what we saw him be in the second half of the season. Yet conveniently, right on cue, the second the Denver Nuggets show up into the arena, the same Denver Nuggets that beat them open tonight and forced the Lakers to watch their ring ceremony, the same Denver Nuggets team that beat them the night Kobe Bryant's statue was unveiled, the same Denver Nuggets team that beat them the night LeBron James reached 40,000 point plateau scored in his career, that same Denver Nuggets team you show up against Saturday night or Sunday, Saturday night, you know that Anthony Davis is balling.
You know that LeBron James is balling. They clearly need you. And let's not forget Austin Reeves, by the way. And what do you do if you D'Angelo Russell? You show up and you look as anemic as ever. See, this is the problem. I don't blame LeBron. I don't blame Anthony Davis. I'm looking at a guy like D'Angelo Russell, to a lesser degree, Austin Reeves, and I'm saying, what y'all gonna do? Now, here's where it gets very interesting as well for me, Shannon. I told you, I predicted this is gonna be a series. Lakers ain't gonna get swept. They're gonna be highly competitive. We talked about this. I'm gonna tell you what I saw Saturday night. I saw the Lakers up 12, bro. I went across the room to grab some tissue because my allergies were messing with me. I went across the room to get some tissue to blow my nose, and I turn around, Shannon Sharp, and the score's tied. Just like that. Just like that. Yeah. And you saw the look of resignation on the Lakers' face, like, damn, here we go again. And that is the difference between them against the Denver Nuggets and them against everybody else. Denver is superior. They got a starting five that's played 159 more minutes together than anybody else. A starting five that combined to shoot 53% from the field, a little over 40% from three-point range, okay? And in terms of, you know, per one, outscoring opponents 13.2 points per 100 possessions, which is completely dominant. The Lakers know it's the one time, whether they admit it or not, it's the one time they step on the court and they feel inferior. That's what they feel to the Denver Nuggets. And that is what you are witnessing. That's like somebody on the field, you know what, he built like Snoop Dogg and they assigned him to you. Well, good luck with that. You understand? Good luck with that. He ain't gonna be emboldened with confidence under those particular situations. That's the Los Angeles Lakers, bro, against the Denver Nuggets.
I knew the Lakers were in trouble at the half. Anthony Davis and LeBron James are 14 for 21. LeBron James is 3 of 3 from the three-point line, and they're up 3 points. They can't play any better. Your big two can't play any better than what they played in the first half. And the only separation you got, it took a 33-foot three-point shot in order for you to be up three at the buzzer.
Yep.
That lets me know they're in trouble. Rui has to get more shots. He only had 4 shot attempts. He needs to do more. But you can't give Yoke a steady diet of anything. You can't say, okay, Rui, you got it. No. Okay, Rui, you might take him. AD, you got to slide over there. I know it might hurt your offensive production, but you got to try to slow him. Because once he gets a rhythm, it's over. I don't care who you put on him. Rest his soul in peace. Bill Russell. You can put Bill Russell, Hakeem Olajuwon. You let that big guy get a rhythm, Stephen A., it's good night, Irene, because he has a repertoire unlike we've ever seen from a big man. You talk about the footwork of Olajuwon. He has the soft touch. The Rainbow Three, he's bringing water out the sky.
And by the way, now he's got a fabulous commercial with Despicable Me. And this is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. It was hysterical.
It is.
I mean, and so now he's got that too. But I'm telling you something right now. Listen, Jamal Murray ain't even get going yet. He had 22.
No.
He averaged 32 against them in the Western Conference Finals last year. He hasn't even gotten going yet. I'm just looking at it, and I see a level of resignation on the face of the Los Angeles Lakers. They know they have to play. They can beat anybody. But when it comes to the Denver Nuggets, I think it's got to the point where they really question whether or not they can beat these boys. They have now lost 9 straight to them. 9 straight.
You got to play perfect. It's tough to know that we have to play our absolute best, and they have to be off slightly in order for us to have a chance to win. That's what it's come down to. And you're right, Stephen A. I've been in situations like that where you got to, like, we got to play a perfect game and hope they're off. But if both teams are on, I just don't believe the Lakers have the firepower, because those two guys can cancel out the four. Your big two for the Lakers, the big two from the Nuggets, they cancel each other out. Michael Porter Jr., we know he can get hot, and that's what we need D'Lo to do. D'Lo can't be 6 to 20. You take 20 shots and you make 6, you're 1 from 9 from the three-point line. We've seen Steve Day, you remember what he did against who was out? Was it LeBron that was out? And when he got going against the Milwaukee Bucks, he dropped 44.
Yeah.
And he was pulling up on the break, just letting threes go. He's been that good in the second half shooting the basketball. That's the D'Lo they need to show up tonight. in order to have a chance to win this ball game.
That's the D-Lo they need to show up for the series in order to have a chance. And, oh, by the way, can we get some bench production from somebody other than Taurean Prince? Nobody else scored a point. Not Dinwiddie, not Gabe Vincent, not Jackson Hayes. Nobody. Zero. Zero from the Lakers bench. I mean, come on, man. You can ask LeBron and AD to do but so much. Somebody else got to step up and show they wear a Lakers uniform, too. And that's not what we saw.
Can we just start with one game? You talk about we need D-Lo to show up for the entire series. Can we just start with game two tonight?
One day at a time.
Call him before we walk.
Well, one day at a time, moment by moment over here.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, can he at least show he got a pulse? I mean, it would be nice.
He'll be better tonight. He's going to make at least four threes tonight, Stephen A.
Okay. All right.
Four threes tonight. And you
game
know the GOAT,
two.
You already know what GOAT going to do. He out there on the open range. He on the range. You know, grazing time. His grazing time for the GOAT.
You talking about LeBron?
Mm-hmm.
You talking about LeBron? I mean, I didn't know what you were talking about. You said GOAT. I was like, MJ retired.
You know who the GOAT is.
You talking about that? You talking about LeBron? I mean, the GOAT's retired.
Watch him tonight.
Right, okay.
You'll be thinking a different story tomorrow.
Stephen A., wait, hold up real quick before we go to break. Did you tell Shannon what you said? I don't think he was on that show. You said if LeBron wins this series, right?
Oh, yeah. I said, listen, if LeBron wins this series and then went on to win the championship, I might have to entertain the conversation of GOAT. I might have to entertain that, Shannon. I had to admit that much. But we both know that's not going to happen. He don't deserve it, but he going home in the first round.
Whoa.
He's going home in the first round. He don't deserve to go home in the first round, but he's going home in the first round.
You talking about if he win the title, who you going to entertain? I want to know who you want to entertain. It's already been verified. He's already the GOAT.
But verified by Shannon. I don't give a damn how big time Shay Shay is. You are not the judge and jury when it comes to the GOAT conversation.
James.
You can stop that nonsense. GOAT MJ. All right.
40,000.
Please.
Right. He ain't never looked like
this. By the way,
like
hey, Stephen A.
Nine-time all-first-team defensive team.
Stephen A.
Please. So don't even get me started.
How many first-team All-NBA we got?
What?
How many first-team All-NBA we got?
I don't even know. Don't matter. You've been around long enough, you should have more.
My guy only knows what it's like not to be all NBA.
My guy played less years than yours and still got
Why
two more
did
titles.
It? Why did
and still
it?
Got
it
two
ain't
more
my
titles.
Fault.
And still
it
got
ain't
two
my
more
fault.
Titles. Two more
it
titles.
Ain't my fault.
Two more titles. Two more titles. You looking for one for the thumb. We got the extra hand. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got.
All I know is my guy is they said the 2018 Golden State Warriors was the greatest championship team ever assembled.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my guy. Your guy going up against Seattle.
Listen, NBA gave.
Don't do that, Stephen. Really?
LeBron versus MJ for the 800th time on this television program.
I hate him, man.
But I have to go to commercial break. Look at Shannon. He doesn't even know what I'm saying. He's so focused.
I heard you going to commercial break.
He hating on MJ.
You just happy you got your purse. I'm gonna take it back.
You know what? I feel bad, Shannon, that you didn't get your lunch. So if you want to go today to In-N-Out Burger, you want to go pick up whatever you want.
You don't eat those things. You don't eat those things.
Hey, Stephen A.
You want Mastro's?
As a matter of fact, I'm calling American Express as we speak right now, the fraud department.
You're hilarious. Shannon, I was impressed, though. You had a quick turnaround. I was like, this dude's on point. That's why he's a Hall of Famer.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod and have a fabulous day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Damian Lillard scored all of his 35 points before halftime, and the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Indiana Pacers 109-94 on Sunday while Giannis watched from the bench. Here's Dame on what it's like to be back in the playoffs.
The last 2 years not being in the playoffs, it was, it sucked. I was early vacations. Last year I went to Coachella. So just having that long summer, it was like, man, I was over that.
Last year he went to Coachella, Stephen A., so this year was a different deal. What statement did Dame make in game one versus the Pacers?
This is why he's here. This is why he's there in Milwaukee. This is what he does. This is what makes him a future Hall of Famer, one of the greatest guards who have ever played in the NBA. He's a closer. It's what he does. The bigger the moment, the more he rises to the occasion. Obviously, not having Giannis Antetokounmpo available, he was going to need to be that guy that he has been throughout his playing career when it counts most. The brother's big time. And what does he do yesterday? 11 for 24 from the field, 6 of 11 from three-point range, closing, making big-time shots, offsetting a 36-point performance from Pascal Siakam. Obviously, a 29-14 spurt by the Indiana Pacers in the third quarter. He answered the call. So it's no surprise. This is what he needs to do. And what you saw from him is exactly what you're going to need to see from him, whether Giannis is there or not, Shannon, in order for them to have a chance. I've gotten Indiana without Giannis winning this series. But that's because I was thinking, excuse me, who else is going to show up other than Dame? I know Dame's going to do his thing. Who else is going to do their thing?
Right.
That remains to be seen. But Middleton had 23 yesterday. Portis had 15. Give a lot of credit where credit is due, and they pulled it out. But Dame is just special. This is why you went and got him, because he, as great as Jrue Holiday is as an all-around player, he ain't Dame Dollar. He ain't Dame Time. He's not Damian Lillard. And Damian Lillard reminded you of that yesterday.
Well, he was Portland Dame, and he understood that he needed to be that without Giannis being in the lineup. And so he was extremely aggressive in the first half. And since 1997-98, this is his third half. Nobody has more 30-point halves than Dame Lillard. That's his third one. Devin Booker and LeBron James both have two each. They're coming in second. But when you see him, how aggressive he is, he's getting to the basket. Because you know he can let it go from 35, Stephen A., and it's going to splash on you. So you got to hug up on him. And he has the kind of handles and the quickness to still get around you and later put the ball up into the basket. He was sensational. But like you said, he scored all of his points in the first half. Then you get Chris Middleton, who's been an all-star. You get BP. That's why you paid him those big bucks. to come in, and he's done a great job. He gave you 15 and 11. Chris Middleton gave you a double-double. This was a team effort last night, and this is what it's going to take until Giannis, if and when Giannis comes back. But I'm not surprised. And people are like, well, he can't keep shooting like this. Yes, he can, because I've seen Dame Dollar get hot for a month. We've seen him score 7 in the game. We've seen him have multiple 60-point games, countless 50-point games. Yes, he can. He can shoot the ball just like this for the entire series. Now, do I expect him to go again scoreless in the half, Stephen A.? No, I do not. But I do. Could I see him going for another 20-point half, a first half? Absolutely. But I thought he was going to get 50 yesterday. Well, at least I was hoping he was.
Yeah, the one thing we do have to be alarmed about for him and the Milwaukee Bucks, which is why I'm still not sold on them winning this series without Giannis, Damian Lillard, 35 points. All of it was in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
0 for 5 shooting in 19 minutes and not even a free throw attempt in the second half. You ain't getting away with that twice. No. You're going to have to score on both halves to beat Indiana.
Well, they did a great job. They started trapping him. You see, as they start, even late in the first half, they started trapping him, blitzing him, getting the ball out of his hand because they wanted to see if somebody else could beat him. And that's when Chris Middleton and BP Bobby Porter stepped up and did what they needed to do. So, I'm not worried about Dame. I tell you what, play him straight up like you did for the first, like, 17, 18 minutes and a half and see what he do to you again. He'll go out there, and I'm not saying he's going to go get 35, but Stephen A., we've seen this guy get hot for stretches and get 20 in the blink of an eye because the range that he possessed. Hey, the U.S. government don't have that kind of arsenal. He has range.
Let me ask you this. When I was watching halftime, right, we saw all the guys getting on Charles Barkley because he picked the Pacers as well to win, and then we saw what happened there. I know you had the Pacers. Are you still feeling strong about that pick?
Yes. Yes,
I do.
Go ahead, Shannon. I'm sorry.
Because I think the thing is, look, I'm not counting on Halliburton to play as bad as he did yesterday. Siakam had an unbelievable game, but they're gonna have to look. I understand in the playoff the pace slows down, but the Pacers can't allow the pace to slow down because they're an up and down team. Make or miss, they're looking to push tempo, and they're gonna have to push tempo because they're not really good in the half court set. They got young athletic guys that fill lanes, get up shots, get to the rim. That's what they need to do. But I'm not concerned. All the Milwaukee Bucks did was hold serve at home, and it seems like that was a reoccurring theme because nobody lost at home in the NBA or the NHL. So 14-0. I don't know how many times that's ever happened or if it's ever happened, but right. All they did was hold serve at home.
Let's take a moment to give some credit to Doc Rivers and Milwaukee's overall defense. Mm-hmm. In 82, they held Indiana to a season low 94 points.
Right.
In 82 regular season games this year, the Indiana Pacers were held below 100 points one game.
Wow.
One game. Yesterday was the second. That shows up. Your defense showed up because we were lamenting Milwaukee's defense. How you going to figure it out? How you going to stop these brothers, et cetera, et cetera? And Milwaukee did it yesterday. Give them credit where credit is due.
Yeah. They did. Yeah.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.